According to the Cook Political Report, there are 17 Senate races that could be competitive this fall. Democrats need to flip just 3 or 4 seats to take control. To start off our 2020 Senate Tracker series, let's look at the race in North Carolina, where Republican Senator Tom Tillis is facing a challenge from former Democratic State Senator Cal Cunningham. Jeff Tiberi is Capitol Bureau Chief at North Carolina Public Radio. He's in Raleigh. Hi, Jeff.
Hello, Jeremy.
All right, so let's go through the candidates here. Some people may know about Tom Tillis. He was elected to this seat in 2014. He's been talking about his background as he's campaigned. Here's an ad he released last week staged in a restaurant kitchen.
Monday afternoon, that's payday in the restaurant business. I know, because that used to be me, short order cook. Instead of college, I went to work. Got my degree at night, worked my way up to partner at IBM. Today, 1 million North Carolinians are out of work. Most of them living paycheck to paycheck and forgotten by our politics.
Okay, so he's focusing on the economics there. What has Senator Tillis's record been like in Washington?
Overall, he has been a very consistent Republican vote, and perhaps more so in the last 2, 3, 4 years. He has very much aligned himself with the president. He's voting, per the analysis done by the website 538, he has voted with President Trump's desired position more than 93% of the time.
More than 93% of the time. Has that helped him or hurt him in North Carolina?
Jeremy, you know, it's interesting. Tillis was something of a political outsider. He hasn't really been in this game for 20 or 30 years. He ran for the state house. He quickly ascended to the Speaker of the House here in North Carolina. And when he elevated to the U.S. Senate 6 years ago, he definitely had a pragmatic streak and was seen as somebody who would work across the aisle and somebody who had a real motivation and energy to get things done. And that has certainly shifted. And one example of when that shifted was the time, briefly, a couple of years ago, when he actually opposed President Trump's effort to build a border wall. Now, he did an about-face on that, and he really has tried to present himself as an ally of the president. And part of that, of course, was because we were heading into a primary. But now, of course, we're past the primary. We're heading toward the general election. And I think that in some ways we're going to see a little bit of a pivot toward the middle, but not too much, because it's likely that as the president goes here in November, we'll go Tillis.
Well, it's interesting. We're probably going to see that in a lot of Senate races where after the primary is over and they know they don't have to worry about the base, they can sort of move away from the president a bit if they're a Republican candidate. Tillis's opponent is North Carolina Democratic State Senator Cal Cunningham, an Army veteran who served in Iraq and Afghanistan. Here's his video where he announced his candidacy last year.
I've been listening to folks all over North Carolina. Too many who are a busted water heater away or a rent check away from falling into debt. They're having a hard time paying for insulin, their asthma inhalers, the cost of prescription drugs in general. And then entire swaths of North Carolina have been set back, communities hit by flooding and the storms that have hit our state. Somebody's got to do something about it.
What more can you tell us about Cal Cunningham and what he's running on?
Yeah, so Cal Cunningham was a state senator almost 20 years ago now. He is a veteran, served in Iraq, and actually ran for U.S. Senate 10 years ago. He lost in a runoff Democratic primary, and he was not the first pick of the Democrats here in this go-around to try to unseat Tillis, who's vying for a second term. But Cunningham is the pick. He has spent some time talking about environmental issues. He also has said he wants to put a constitutional amendment and do away with Citizens United. So those are a couple of things that we've heard about from him.
What are the polls saying about this race? This is obviously a purple state. The seat was formerly held by a Democrat before Tillis had it. What are the polls saying?
And before that, the seat was held by a Republican. The polls indicate that this is a close race. As we think about this race 6 years ago, when Tillis beat the incumbent, the late Kay Hagan, that race was decided by about 46,000 votes, which was a 1.5 percentage points. And that was out of 3.5 million votes cast. North Carolina is a rapidly growing state. We might see 5 million votes, 4.5 or 5 million votes cast in 2020. And again, the margin is expected to be pretty tight. And I've talked to some analysts and strategists who think that North Carolina may be the tipping point. They look at it as if North Carolina goes blue, it's probable or possible that Colorado and Maine and Arizona, these other toss-up states, may also go blue. So if Cunningham is to defeat Tillis come November, it might be the 50th or 51st seat that Democrats were to hold in the next Congress.
And I imagine as a result of that, a lot of outside money is coming into this race.
Yes, in a word, this has a chance to maybe hit $150 or $170 million in spending, both direct spending from campaigns, outside attack ads from dark money groups, and will be one of the very most, if not the most expensive U.S. Senate race in history.
That is Jeff Tiberi, Capital Bureau Chief at WUNC in Raleigh. Jeff, thank you.
My pleasure.